You've heard the phrase, give what you can. In Nashville, one man is making a second job of it. 34-year-old Keith Taylor is a college English professor by day, nationwide philanthropist by night.
I always wanted to do this in my whole life, but I kept waiting to win the lottery or something like that.
Taylor stopped waiting and created modestneeds.org. Each month, he devotes $400, about 10% of his salary, to helping total strangers with small but emergency expenses.
What I finally realized is that in the times in my life where people have helped me, in a lot of cases, $100 at the right time was the difference between life and death to me. I mean, really, it was.
Those strangers in need make their requests on Taylor's website. He hears stories such as this. A woman is behind on her water bill by about $300, and the city is threatening to auction her house if it's not paid.
I got that letter on a Saturday. Because of the instantaneous nature of the web, I was able to get everything scanned and sent to me, all of the verifying documents. I got all of that by Sunday evening. There was enough funding in the site to pay that bill at about 11 o'clock on Sunday, and the auction had been scheduled for 9 o'clock Monday morning.
Although Taylor double-checks the requests are legitimate and makes the payments to collectors himself, he says he's not worried about being duped. Taylor also says he's realized he can't help everybody.
I get a lot of people who write in and they're, say, 3 months behind on their rent. Their income chronically does not meet their expenses. And I don't know, I want to be able to help those people, but at the same time, I know that if I do, unless they change something about that income-expense ratio, they're going to be in the very same position in 2 months.
Taylor created modestneeds.org in March. A friend spread the word around the web on April 1st, and after it was proven not to be an April Fool's joke, donations began rolling in. That's allowed Taylor to help more than 130 people and to give away more than $24,000.
I think that a lot of us don't understand the power that we all have if we work together to accomplish the same goal. Everything that the site has done has more or less been done with gifts no larger than $10 from any individual. It's incredible. Every day is like Christmas for me. I can't wait to get up and do this website. I can't wait.
Taylor has benefactors of his own. A web designer overhauled the Modest Needs site. A lawyer and an accountant are volunteering their services. And a pair of neighbors are writing thank you notes to donors. Taylor says he makes one request to the people he helps, that they tell their story on the Modest Needs website.